is Yud Aleph Nissen. That's better. Yud Aleph Nissen. Friday, the 22nd of March. Rabbi David Sulzbacher. Shabbos Hagadol.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I'm used to speaking on Erevs. It's like Erev Chanukah today. But you see, Mr. Shed, this is Mamish and Erev today. Apart from being Erev Shabbos, we'll see it's more than that. I'd like to learn, Blessed Hashem, today, a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch. A whole simon, simon tof lamed. And the whole simon is literally one line. Shabbos shelifnei ha-Pesach, koirin oisei Shabbos ha-Godol. The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos ha-Godol. Mimnei ha-Nes shenaseh boi, because of the miracle which took place. Which miracle are we talking about? Of course, that's the, as Rabbi Hartman mentioned yesterday, the taking of the lamb, which the Mitzrayim, when they saw they're taking their God, they were helpless to do anything about it. And that was a tremendous miracle. Ne'anes shenaseh boi. The problem is, Shulchan Aruch is halacha sefer. This is a halacha from the Torah. L'chayr, what halacha is Shulchan Aruch teaching us? The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGol. Very nice. It's halacha sefer. We have Arba Pashias. I often ask children in school, what are the Arba Pashias? They often say Shabbos HaGol. The Shabbos HaGol is not even one of the Arba Pashias. The Arba Pashias, there's no halacha. This is called Shabbos Pashas Zocher. Shabbos Pashas Shkolim. We have an extra naming. It's not the name of the Shabbos. Shabbos HaGadol, which doesn't have any particular naming, there's no extra Sefer Torah in Shabbos HaGadol, and yet it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Tosfos brings a Medrash to add a bit more of the miracle that the Mitzrayim, when they heard, when they saw Klal Yisrael taking the Korban Pesach, and they said, what are you doing? So they said, well, in a few days' time, the Rebbeinu Shleim is going to come and he's going to kill all the Bechorim, but he's going to leave us safe. So the Bechorim of the Egyptians got panicky, and they went to try and demand the release of the Eden, and the guards didn't allow them in, the Pharaoh refused, so there was a whole civil war, and they went killing the other Egyptians in panic. And that was a miracle that, so to speak, the Rebbeinu Shleim could take a back seat, let the Egyptians kill each other. And that's pshat, which we say in Halal HaGadol, Lamake Mitzrayim Bivchayrim, not Lamake Bechayrim Mitzrayim, through their Bechayrim they killed the old Egyptians. Say that, it's a gewaltige ness. And we have to remember that miracle. But what's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol? The Ramah adds a minhag here. V'aminhag loyma b'mincha ha-hagoda mitzchilas avotam ayinu ad l'chapa kol avinu seida. There's a minhag at Shabbos Mincha to say the Hagoda. So there's a shtikul halacha to the Ramah brings, there's a minhag, but that's not the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, as far as the Bnei Svad are concerned, which is passed in the Shulchan Aruch, I don't think the Svadim have this minhag. So as Shulchan Aruch is concerned, there's no halacha brought here. The Ramah adds a minhag with Ashkenazim. So to try and understand what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, I saw a beautiful vort in a sefer called Or Avraham. The Magen Avraham asks a kasha, and it's Yodua this kasha, and all the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch ask this kasha, that the day which that took place, the day of the week, that year, Yetzias Mitzrayim, was a Shabbos. But since when are we fixing any time to remember a miracle based on the day of a week? It's always the date. So why were they not kiveya that the day of Yud Nisan, yesterday, should be the day to remember the miracle? But it's the wording of the kasha of the Magen Avraham I want to bring out. The Magen Avraham asks that on Yud Nisan, Chazal should have been kiveya a Yom Tov, like other Yomim Tovim, to remember that miracle. What does the Magen Avraham mean that yesterday, on Yud Nisan, they should have been kiveya a Yom Tov because of the miracle, like other Yomim Tovim? What does it mean? Kiveya a Yom Tov, like other Yomim Tovim? What does he answer? Why, Taka, didn't they do it yesterday on Yud Nisan? The answer is, and there are different answers brought for this, that Yud Nisan was the Yotzeit, years later, of Miriam HaNeviah. So they didn't want to be kiveya a Yom Tov
on the day of the Yahrzeit of Miriam. And therefore, as a substitute, they put it to the day of the week, which that year took place on the Shabbos. Memela, every year we do it on the Shabbos. But had it not been for Mrs. Miriam, there would have been Kriveya, a Yom Tov, on Yud Nisan. What Yom Tov would they have fixed? More problematic, according to the Mogen Avraham. So that Yom Tov has now moved to Shabbos HaGadol. What din on Shabbos HaGadol do we have to memorize that miracle as a Yom Tov? Where's the Yom Tov? To answer that, the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah discusses in a Shana Mu'uberes, in a leap year, where we have two Adars, when are we Kiveya Purim? So Machlek is there in the Gemara, if it's Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. What are the two Svaras? If it's Adar Rishon, because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, the first opportunity the mitzvah comes your way, you do it then. Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. The Adar Svara of Adar Sheni is because we want that the two Yomim Tovim of Purim and Pesach to come near each other. Misnach Geula L'Geula. To put the Geula of Nisan, and it should be preceded by the Geula of Adar. The two things have to come together. Says, of course, we pass them, that's an Adar Sheni. The Gemara then says, that's as far as the actual halacha of Purim is concerned. But everybody agrees that Shovim, both Adars, are Osa on Yudalit, that is, but Hesped Vatanis. They're both Osa, but Hesped Vatanis. Asks the Chassam Sefer, according to the Manza Omar, that we do it in Adar Sheni, because we want to be Mismach Geula L'Geula, and that's a stronger Svara of Ein Mavrin Ala Mitzvahs. That means, true, you're passing by Yudalit Adar Rishon, but Mismach Geula L'Geula is a stronger Svara. Therefore we fix Purim for the second Adar. So why, asks some Sefer, do we have to have anything on the first Adar? The halacha of Mismach Geula L'Geula is stronger than Ein Mavrin. So therefore you don't have to have anything on the first Adar. Why does the Gemara say that there's still, even according to that Manda Omar, an Issa of Hesped Vatanis on the first Adar? Says the Chassam Sefer, a Muridik Avot, an important Yesod, and many people build on this Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer bases on Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, based on the Gemara, that Min HaTorah, any miracle that takes place, there's a chiyuv to remember it, to make a zecher for this. And in modern times, people use this Chassam Sefer discussing if miracles have taken place within communities, within countries, to make a zecher for the nest. But he holds it's midaraisa yimachuyev too. This is based on the Gemara that Kal Vachoyma that me'avdus lecherus, that we make a zecher to remember that miracle of Geyat Mitzrayim after the Chayrus. How much more so Mimoves Lechayim in the Purim story, that you saved a Zah miracle, you mechuyev min haTorah to make a zecher for that nes. The Rabbanon come along and then add how the Tzuras HaMitzvah is Chanukah, the Meres Chanukah, the Hallel, Purim, all the mitzvahs Hayoyim. Those are how the Rabbanon of Kiveya, the Tzura of the Mitzvah, which is Be'emes Min HaTorah. So though Avada, Purim, and Chanukah, the Mitzvahs HaYoyim are Mid Rabbanon, but Be'ikah HaDin, both Purim and Chanukah, the Yesodom, is a Kiyum of a Da'iraisa, to remember a miracle which took place. Says the Chassam Sefer, Memela, on Yud Dalad Adar, there needs to be a zecher for the miracle which took place. So Enoch Hanama, the Svara of Mismach Geula L'Geula, tells us that the halachas of Purim, the Kiyum HaMitzvahs Midrabanan, wait till Adar Sheni. But you can't allow Ador Rishon to go by without having the Deiraisa Kiyum of remembering the miracle. And on that, says the Chassam Sefer, you don't have to do anything more than an Issa Hesped Vatanis. The Issa Hesped Vatanis, that alone is enough, is kaveya it as a Yom Tov, even though it's only Sheval Taseh. Even though you're not actually doing anything, but the fact that it's fixed in Halacha, not to allow a Hesped, not to allow a Tanis, that itself is a Kiyum Min HaTorah, of the miracle which took place on Yud-Dalet Adar Rishon, even though the Lemaisa Halachas we leave till Adar Sheni. Wonderful, wonderful piece of Chassam Sefer. With this, we can understand the Magen Avraham, which we quoted a few minutes ago. The Magen Avraham was asking, why were Chazal not kiveya a Yom Tov on Yud Nisan to remember the miracle which took place when they took the Seh? And we ask, what type of Yom Tov would there be? According to what the Chassam Sefer is saying, a tremendous miracle took place on Yud Nisan. And there needs to be some recognition, min ha-Torah, of that miracle. So the kasha is, how would the Rabbonon be kiveya? What would they do to make such a miracle? So the Chassam Sefer says the Magen Avraham says, according to the way how we explain it with the Chassam Sefer, the Magen Avraham saying, Chazal should have been kiveya Yom Tov on Yud Nisan to remember that miracle. K'moy shai Yomim Tovim, like other Yomim Tovim, where there is a mitzvah to remember a miracle. But because of Misas Miriam, they couldn't do it on Yud Nisan, so they pushed it to Shabbos. What would have been on Yud Nisan a fulfillment of that halacha? The Chayra would have been enough of Issa Hesped Vatanis. So on Yud Nisan, there would have been a halacha, a specific halacha, that you're not allowed to have a Hesped or a Tanis as a Zecha of that Deiraisa of remembering the miracle. So therefore, they pushed it off to Shabbos. The problem is, Shabbos is side by side also the Hesped V'Tanis, much more than Chodesh Nisan itself. But Shabbos, so where is the Kiyum of the Deiraisa on Shabbos HaGadol to remember the miracle which took place, which should have been, like the Magen Avraham says, a Yom Tov K'mo Shai Yom Tovim? There's a Ramban in Parshas Bo. The Ramban on the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim, a very important, a well-known Ramban, which Chassam Sefer also brings out Lahalocha, that there's a Kiyum Mitzvah when you call the names of the months. According to the Torah, Nisan Iyar Sivan, these are not the names of the Torah. How does the Torah call months? Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Hasheni, Chodesh Hashlishi. Says the Ramban, what do we do when we say this is a Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Hasheni? This is a Kiyum of Mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. By mentioning this is the first month since we came out of Mitzrayim, this is the second month, each time we're doing that, we're remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. How? Just by calling the name of the month. The days of the week, similar. Hayoyim Yom Shishi B'Shabbos, we're remembering Shabbos, but just by mentioning Hayoyim Yom Shishi L'Shabbos. This is the Chodesh Hasheni, L'Tzeis B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Every time you say a month, it's remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Yisod of the Ramban in Parshas Bo. Comes out from that Ramban, a Chiddush, that you can fulfill a mitzvah of Zechira just by giving a title. By saying, this is the second month, the third month, you are fulfilling the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Zecha Yetzias Mitzrayim, just by giving it a name. Could be, therefore, says in the Sefer Ohr Avraham, that's the chiddush of the halach in Shulchan Aruch. We started off by asking, Shulchan Aruch is a halacha sefer. And the halacha he brings in Siman Tov Lamed is Shabbos Shelifnei HaPesach, Koyin Oisei Shabbos HaGadol. That's the whole halacha. We ask, what is the halacha? According to what we're saying now, that there is a mitzvah to remember the miracle. And min ha-Torah, you can fulfill that mitzvah just with Kriyas Hashem. Therefore, the Kriyas Hashem of calling it Shabbos HaGodol is itself a fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Zechira of the miracle. Just like the Ramban says, by calling it the name of a month, a number, the number is the Zechira, calling it Shabbos HaGodol itself is the Kiyum HaMitzvah Min HaTorah. So therefore, the Yostaka is not Shaykh Issa Hesped V'Tanis, it's a Shabbos. So the Kiyum Mitzvah is calling it Shabbos HaGodol, as the Mechabes says, Mibnei HaNes Shenaseh Boy. In other words, not just it's called Shabbos HaGodol because of the miracle which took place. Much more the Shulchan Aruch is saying. You call it Shabbos HaGodol because of the miracle. In other words, as a fulfillment of the Zechir of that miracle, you call it Shabbos HaGodol. Sorry? Because of the great nest which took place. There are many before why it's actually called the word HaGodol. But the Pashtus is, which the Mishnah Berurah brings, because of the great miracle which took place. You're right, and on this point, this is Mirim Nafgamid, it's the nest which took place. In Shochot, Mimnei HaNes Shenaseh Boy, and therefore, the Shabbos HaGodol, by calling it Shabbos HaGodol, you are remembering the great nest which took place. Neis Gotel HaYosham, like you say in Chanukah, yeah.
Yes.
But there you've got the Issa V'Hesped V'Tavis, that's enough.
The Chai, that's...
I mean, it would be better to call it...
Call it Purim Rishon.
Enochanam. But it seems to me that the Kvius Issa V'Hesped, that itself is enough. Where you can't do that, therefore you have to give it a name. See, that one might be even better. Yeah, but there's no halach, you have to call it as such. But they don't want to be kaveh that day because I was Mrs. Miriam. So therefore they pushed it to Shabbos. How do they do that? Where's the key? By calling it Shabbos HaGodol. I saw in the Sefer Kaf HaChaim, we say good Shabbos. It used to be say Shabbos Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. In Kaf HaChaim it says, on this Shabbos, you're supposed to say Shabbos HaGodol Shalom. Or Shabbos HaGodol Mevarach. As I say in Kaf HaChaim. And if you what we're saying, this is not such a nice thing to say, that's actually a key min ha-Torah of remembering this miracle. Therefore, as I mentioned before, I usually speak on an Erev Yom Tov. This is not a Shabbos HaGodol, it's a Yom Tov. It's not Stam Shabbos HaGodol, it's a key mitzvah of remembering that miracle. Perhaps that's also why there's a minig of having a Shabbos HaGodol drosha. It used to be, that's when the Rav would teach Halacha L'maisa Hilchos Pesach. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, nowadays we don't do that. I mean, the Arabonim still do Halacha L'maisa as well. But you have a drosha, a pilpul. The coming together specifically for a Shabbos HaGodol drosha, that itself is a kiyum of giving it a special name of Shabbos HaGodol. It could be that this is also the continuation of the Ramah here in Shulchan Aruch. Is not just that Shulchan Aruch says you've got to call it Shabbos HaGodol. And then the Ramah adds, and by the way, there's a minute to say the Haggadah at Shabbos Mincha. It could be that the Ramah is actually a Hosafa on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you have to give it a shame, Kriyas Shabbos HaGodol. Comes along the Ramah and adds, there's much more to it than that. In order to remember the miracle, say the Haggadah at Shabbos Mincha. The Mishnah Berurah says, what's the whole idea of saying the Haggadah? Because on Shabbos, that was Hascholas Hanisim. The miracle started on Shabbos HaGodol. If the miracle started on Shabbos HaGodol, there's got to be a key of remembering those miracles. So the Haggadah is actually a key of that. With this, we could for Emperor a Meridik Hikasha. It's Yudua that the Gon held that you should not say the Haggadah at Shabbos Mincha. And that's brought in the Bir Halacha, one line, B'shem HaGrokos V'sheloi HaYonoig B'zeh. The Gon says you should not have this minug. Why? Based on what we actually say in the Haggadah, Yochel Mir Rish Chodesh. I might think you must start already the Haggadah from Rish Chodesh. The whole Mechilta, Talmud Loima, we say, Dafka Bavu Zeh, only when you've got Matzah Morim Menachon Lefanecha. The mitzvah is only on Seder night. Now that's poshut. That the Gaon is not saying you're not allowed to look at the Haggadah beforehand. What it means is, and as Liz brought the Yaibitz as well, to fix a minute that you have to say the Haggadah, when in the Haggadah Gufet says that the mitzvah is only on Seder, that's what the Gaon holds it strong. In fact, according to some, the reason why we say it on Shabbos Haggadah is not what we said before, because of remembering the miracles. Poshet, it's a preparation. Before you come to Seder, you've got to prepare a bit. You prepare by looking at the Haggadah. But the Gaon's not against that, to look at the Haggadah. The Gaon is against, because they are minhag to say it petzibur, saying the Haggadah. But the Ramah holds there is a mitzvah. To explain the Shittas HaRamah, based on what we were saying before, we have a very, very simple teretz. One of the most famous kashas asked on Seder night, pre-Manishtana, is what taka is the chiluk between the mitzvahs halayla on Seder night and the mitzvah of the whole year round? Every night, today, we have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we fulfill in Kriya Shema. On Seder night, there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Reb Chaim apparently would even start a Seder like this. What's the chiluk between the mitzvah which we have every night of the year to the mitzvah which we have on Seder night? Avada on Seder night, it's much more. But the Seder, what is the chiluk between Zechir of every night to Seder night? Reb Chaim brings three chilukim. We're going to concentrate on two of those chilukim. The whole year round, we have a mitzvah of Zechira. What's the Zechira? That we have to mention the Yetzia, the miracles that we came out of Mitzrayim. But the Oifen, how we do it is, we just talk about that we came out. On Seder night, there's intrinsic within the halacha of Sippur is to do it through She'ila Utshuva. Somebody has to ask a question, and we give an answer. That's why we start the Seder with Manishtana, the child asks the question, and then we give the answer. So much so, even if there's no child there, the wife would ask the question, or even a person, Beinu Lebein Atzmai. It's got to come about through Shaila or Tshuva. That's one chiluk, says Reb Chaim, between Seder night and the rest of the year. Second chiluk, Reb Chaim learns that intrinsic within the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is not just the talking about the Yetziah. It's also going through the mitzvahs of Pesach. Reb Gamliel Hoya Oymeh, according to the Pashtus, you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim unless you talk about Pesach, Matzah, and Mori. That is intrinsic within the mitzvah of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim, where the rest of the year you just talk about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Have you noticed in Shabbos Haggadah, when we say the Haggadah, where do we start? And where do we stop? We started Avodim Ayinu, we leave out Manishtana, and we finish, so this is a Pella, we finish just before Reb Gamliel Hoya Oymeh. We take the middle part of the Haggadah. According to Reb Chaim, we're leaving out the essential part of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Lefi, what we've been saying, this emphasizes very strongly the kasha which the Gaon asked on the Ramah. How can you say the Haggadah on Shabbos Mincha? You're only supposed to say it on Seder night. The Teret is we're not saying the Haggadah. All we're doing is we're basically saying the normal daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because we're leaving out those two essential elements of Sheila Tshuva, Sheila, and the Reb Gamliel. So all we're doing is the mitzvah of remembering the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, this mechilta of Yochel Mirish Chodesh, and some Haggadahs even put it together, it's coming after the posuk of Vigadato Levincha Bayomahu Leimor, which is the posuk, which is the key posuk of the Haggadah, which is by the Sheila Deir Lishel. And as soon as that pasuk finishes,
Yochem Erish Chodesh, meaning, I might have thought the mitzvah v'gadata levincha is on Rish Chodesh. No, the mitzvah v'gadata levincha is taka only on Seder night. But on Shabbos HaGadol, we're not doing v'gadata levincha. The whole tzura of the mitzvah is to start after Manishtano. So it's not a problem. Had we said Manishtano on Shabbos HaGadol, that would taka have been a problem. According to what we've been saying, it's not stand that we ver-emphored the kasha of the Gon on the Ramah, because we haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Sipias Yitz Mitzrayim or Satanite, because we're lacking the Ikka part. But much more than that. Because according to Reb Chaim's Biur, we're missing the main part of the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah. How can you do that? If the whole vault of saying the Haggadah on Shabbos HaGadol was to prepare for Seder night, it would be impossible to understand to leave out Manishtano, and even more to leave out Rem Gamliel, which is the Ikkapah. According to how we were Masbid the Ramah, that the Ramah holds that the whole mitzvah of Haggadah at Shabbos Mincha is not a preparation for Seder night. It's a continuation of what the Mechaber was saying. This is the way of commemorating the miracle which took place on Yud Nisan, which that year was a Shabbos. How do you commemorate that miracle? By telling over the Haggadah story. We're not doing the mitzvah, we're not even preparing of Sipias Yetzer Tzrayim. We're saying over the miracles which started on that Shabbos Haggadah. It's very, very meduyuk. You don't need to say Manishtano, that's not a chaluk of the myth of the miracle. It's a chaluk of Sipias Yetzer Tzrayim, but that's not what we're doing on Shabbos Haggadah. Shabbos Haggadah is only a way of fulfilling that deiraisa of Zechiras Hanes. So just to finish off, to explain again the halacha which the Shulchan Aruch is paskening here, that the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos Haggadah is not just a statement, it's a halacha that we should actually call it Shabbos Haggadah to remember that miracle. And the Ramah says perhaps that's not enough just to call it Shabbos Haggadah. We actually have to go through the miracles, not the Haggadah of Seder night, but to go through the middle part, which is the miracles of Seder night, in order to have a fulfillment of that Zecha Deraisa, to remember the miracles. So therefore I'm actually speaking on an Erev Yom Tov, because Shabbos Haggadah is Taka, a Yom Tov of that Zechira. It's Shabbos Haggadah.